The Gemara tells us in Chulin and Daf Tzadi, Hey Amid Beis, in Perek Gedanosh, which you don't have on the Marmar Gomos, because it's only half a line, the Gemara says that the model of what's considered nichush, of what's considered prohibited divination, of deciding that you're going to take a course of action based on a certain random sign, is Eliezer. Eliezer says he's going to find a way based on who's going to give him water. That's a classic example of nichush. The Gemara says, Amar Rav kol nachash eino ke Eliezer Eved Avram k'yonos ha-min shol eino nachash. So that is the prototypical example of nichush. Tosis and the Rishonim are bothered. Well, if that's prototypical nichush, then why did Eliezer do it? Because b'nei noach are also mitzvah nichush. Rishonim give different answers. But what we do see here is that there is a model in Parshas Vayisara for nichush in the context of shiduchim, in the context of kedushin, maybe. So we do have another area in halacha, another example where there's a discussion as to whether certain practices consider nichush also in the context of kedushin nisuin. And that's a comment that some Rishonim have. If you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba on the first page of the Marmar Kombos, this is the Tshuvas HaMichasos. So in Siman Reish Pei Gimel, he has a series of different halachos that fall under the broad category, don't fall under the broad category of nichush. So the first thing he discusses, Mashenogin She'ei Nosen Nashim An Miloi Halavana, the Elu HaRasa. So there's a practice that people would not hold chasanas until the moon was full. We'll have to define exactly what that means. Certain parts of the month that they wouldn't have chasanas. Eino nichush. That is not a violation of nichush. Ella kishem shemoshkin hamalachim ahamayan diti mashech malchuso kein osin b'miloi v'lo b'chisaron. So it's the misam lamilsa, it's a good simon, just like there's a practice of anointing kings on the riverside as a sign by a mayan, by flowing water, as a sign that they should have atzlacha in their ruling, in their kingship. So too, it's a simen bracha to have a, it's misam lemilsa to have a chasana in the period of miloi velo b'chisaron. Fine. So that's not a violation of nichush. The Rishonim discuss this in the end of Perek Nigmar Hadin in Sanhedrin, where they quote this practice of not having a chasana when the levana is not b'milua. And they present the same reason. The Ramban has this, the Nevi'im Yosef has this, this is a Siman Tov, just like the practice of being Moshech Melachim by a Mayan, by flowing water. So this is actually quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Evin Ezer, Siman Samech Dalid, Se'if Gimel, page number 4 in the Marmar Kamos. Sorry for all the extra pages here. Minig was that people would only have chasanas the beginning of the month, when the moon is still getting full, approaching fullness. So that's this practice quoted by the Rishonim in Perek Nigmar Din, the Shuvas HaRashba that we just quoted. So how strong a minig is this, was this, even if we establish that's a violation of nichush, how careful you have to be about this minhag. So some point out, can't be that big a deal for the following reason. The Ramah tells us in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that the minhag is not to have chasanas during Bein HaMitzarim, after Shabbat Arba Tamis. By Sfardim, the Mechaber, you only don't have chasanas during the 9 days. Ashkenazim don't have chasanas for the entire 3 weeks. One of the 3 weeks, beginning from Yud Zayin Tamis. So from Yud Zayin Tamis to the end of the month, the moon is getting smaller. The Levan is not b'milua. So if this was such a strong minhag, not to have a chasana during the second part of the month, then you don't have to tell me, tape a clay, from that reason, you don't have to tell me that there's a veilus problem of having a chasana beta mitzarim. Some say, the Binyan Siyan quotes as well, Binyan Siyan has a tshuva in which the Shaul was bothered by this minhag. He thinks it's difficult to understand, because technically speaking, HaChodesh B'Milua means when the moon is at its fullest. Does that mean you only have chasanas on the 15th day of the month, the 14th day of the month? So you can't have chasanas the first 13 days and the last 13 days of the month? That's a little unreasonable. No one seems to have such a practice. So the Shoal is mefakbik for that reason. The Shoal points out, Chol HaMoed. Gemara says, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why do you need Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Chol HaMoed Sukkos is the second half of the month. Chol HaMoed Pesach is the second half of the month. Typically, because of this minhag of not being No se nashim ela kishalavana b'milua. So, points out, maybe it's not the strongest minog.
The Ramah clearly doesn't understand b'milua in that fashion. Right?
Correct. The Ramah presents it differently than the Rishonim. The Rishonim have a lashon of ad milu halavana. So ad milu halavana sounds like not the first part either. The way it's called in the Ramah is b'milua, so that sounds like the first half of the month is okay. Second half of the month is not okay. So that's what the Binyan Siyam points out. The Ramah's citation is not exactly the way it's presented in the early Rishonim.
So what's the time period according to the Rashba for Milu Levana? Just the 15th and
17th? That can't be. So it probably means the way the Ramah says, and it's a little bit lodak. It means, as the Binyan Siyam himself explains, no, that when the moon is getting bigger, that's the Seven Bracha, because we're going in the right direction. And when the moon is getting smaller, it's not a Seven Bracha, we're going in the wrong direction. So the minhag would be not to have chasanos during the second part of the month.
Rebbe
would be waxing and waning. Yes. Mm-hmm. So some poskim say that really it's okay until the 22nd day of the month. It's only the last 7 days of the month that are a problem. So the Minchas Elazar is quoted as saying that maybe in a Chodesh Male up to Kaf Gimel would be okay. Lemaisa, and if you look in the Sefer Nisuin Kol Chasam, he quotes different poskim that say that have reasons that there are 6 of the 12 months of the year. People aren't makbid on getting married even the last week of the month, Lechodesh Av, because they can't get married in the beginning, so you can get married in the end. Lemaisa, I don't think so many people are so concerned about this nowadays, maybe even before nowadays. By show of hands, how many people got married Kaf Beis or later in a month?
You're a month.
Don't know what your anniversaries are.
You were your test
mine's
$2
I'm sorry?
There
you go, so call it Deus. Anyway, but once we're already talking about minhagim as to when or when not to get married, let's talk about some other areas that come up in halacha about appropriate times, or inappropriate times, and appropriate times to schedule a chasana. Okay, let's look at the next page of the Marma Kamos, or the next page. Hilcha Shabbos, Simin Shin Lamites, Se'if Dalit. So the Mishnah tells us in the end of Beis Olam and Vav that you're not allowed to have Kiddushin on Shabbos because there are Kinyanim involved. That's a Din D'Rabbanan not to have Kiddushin on Shabbos. Could be having a wedding on Yom Tov would be a Din D'Raisa of Eimar V'Simcha V'Simcha. Kiddushin on Shabbos in of itself is a Isser D'Rabbanan. Nisuin, not Beferish in that Mishnah, but in Shulchan Aruch Avinazar it says Nisuin also. We shouldn't already say, because of certain mekach u'memkar nafkaminos when it comes to nisuin, kinyanim related issues as well. So the Mechaber writes here in Shin Lamed Tes Dal Hilcha Shabbos, lo mikachin, you can't have a chasana on, you can't have kiddushin on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'yesh matirin l'kadesh, heicha de'ein lo isha banim. So the Shittos of Bein Etam, that b'malkim puruvu, if there is a pressing need, you could have kiddushin on Shabbos. The Afshar the Wadinak Nisul Chubashari, maybe Nisun as well. The Afagav the Lakaimalan Hach, we generally do not have Chasanas on Shabbos, even Bimakam Puruvu. Mikamakam Sofman Alzeh, Bishas Hadchak. But you can rely on this opinion, Bishas Hadchak. Gam ki God the Kabbat of Rios, Kamashir Gilun, Shalaf Amim, Shalaha Yicholim, the Hashras Im Hani Dunya, Biyom Vav Adalila. So that was the famous Chuvas Ramah himself, or he was involved in a Mice in Krakow, where there's a chasana that's supposed to take place in Erev Shabbos, and things got delayed, and there's a sichsuch and a fight, and by the time he resolved the issue, it was already Bein Hashmashos, and the Ramah went ahead and wasn't Masadu Kedushin, because he felt that if he wouldn't do it at that point, then the marriage wouldn't happen, because there are poor people involved, and it wouldn't happen later. So the Ramah says over here, that under those extenuating circumstances, you can have chuba v'kiddushin b'lal Shabbos, chuba l'kfar v'chinu l'suda, l'nesuin, v'habi b'yom, etc. V'kamakam l'chachila yesh yizor shelo yavu l'idekach, you shouldn't rely on this, l'chachila, you shouldn't plan to have your chasana going into Bein Hashmashos on Friday night, but if things are stuck, at least Bein Hashmashos, maybe even past that, you could have kiddushin on Friday night under extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Brua Sukkot and Yates. What does he mean? Hol v'chor achinu l'suda. Your son of Lomar, Yesh hafsid rav. Ayideh is going to be a financial loss if they're going to be master of the suda. So then you could be makel. Kosen lechai adam, that you have to have three conditions in place to use this kula. Number one, you didn't do peruvu yet. Number two, hafsid mamon. And number three, the busha for the chasana kala, if they're not going to conclude the chasana at that point. So Chayyadim says you need all three in order to be makel to have a chuppah v'kiddushin on Friday night. But that was the famous Maisa L'Rama, where he did such a Seder Kiddushin, Ben Oshmashos, on a Friday night. And did I ever tell you the story about the Marsham? No. So the Marsham also had such an episode where, same kind of a story, there was a Sichsuch, Erev Shabbos wedding. By the time they came to terms, it was already Friday night, or Ben Oshmashos, and he performed the Chasana. And the Baal HaBatim were all upset, how could you perform a Chasana on Shabbos? Then a week later, I don't remember if this was the week before or the week after, but in close proximity to this event, there's another thing that got the Baal HaBatim upset, that he was Mesader Gepalila. That's all discussion. Could you be Mesader Gepalila? It's a Maisa Bezdin. So we're generally Mekel, at least B'makom Sorech, L'chachila, we try to be Machmir. So the Marsham is Mesader Gepalila. The Baal HaBatim were upset that he was Mesader Gepalila, this liberal rabbi, what's he doing? So this is when he was a Rav in Bialystok. So he remarked to the Baal HaBatim, or to himself, that the Baal HaBatim saw two mil surprising things, and now you're going to see a third. Let's talk about Nichush. So then, that week, he got a Ksav Rabbanus from Brzezan. The Marsham is famous as being the Rav of Brzezan, so he got a Ksav Rabbanus, which he wasn't expecting, but he took that as a Simon Min HaShemayim, that it was time to move on to stock to a new territory. So all because of Chasen on Shabbos at Valayla. What about a Chasen Erev Shabbos? So the Ramah just said over here, Chasen Erev Shabbos sounds like it's fine. That was a minhag. Rambam writes, Perek Yud, Ishas, Halach Yadal, the next page in the Marmar Kamos. Mutar la'areis b'chol yom chol. You can have Eris in the Kedushin any day of the week. Afilu b'tishaba, bein b'yom, bein b'layla. Aval, ein nosim nashim lo b'Erev Shabbos. But you can't have Nisuin on Friday or Sunday. Maybe you're going to be Mechal Shabbos in preparation for the Suda. So the Rambam paskins, you can't have Nisuin, you can't have a Suda, Suda's Nisuin on Friday or on Sunday, based on a sugya in the beginning of Ksubis. Says the Magen Mishnah, look at the Magen Mishnah, Magen Mishnah second line, Ei nosin, Gemara Ksubis, daf hey, Gzeira Shem Yishcha ben Of, and maybe you'll do Malach and Shabbos to prepare for the Suda, if you're going to have a Chasana on Sunday. Maybe you're concerned Erev Shabbos too, we'll go with the Shabbos. But our practice is, says the Magen Mishnah, we do have chasanas on Fridays. What are they relying on? Why aren't we concerned about Chil Shabbos?
It's probably with Sundays because of Shechita on Shabbos.
Yep. V'yesh mishadocha me'alocha ma'ashinitzka v'gemara b'gzei rezu v'evi smach l'sev ein ha'wikr. So he's not sure what the reason for the kula is. Of course, Ramban, Mashinagu b'shishi minag borosu. Ela shalamicha b'yadam. Really, it's an inappropriate minag. People did it anyway. Kakosuv hari megash. So the Magen Mishnah notes that the common practice was to have chasanas on Friday, but he's not so convinced why that should be so. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? Evin Ezer, Simin Samech Dalid, Se'if Gimel. Go back a couple pages. It's right after the Tshuvas HaRashba. Samach Dalit Se'if Gimel. V'yesh Omrim She'ei Nosen Nashim Lo B'Erev Shabbos Lo B'Echa B'Shabbos Zera Shama Yavali Deichel Shabbos B'Tikun Asuda. That's the Rambam. V'yesh Matirin. Who are the Yesh Matirin? Says the Baragola here, Tur B'Shem Aviv HaRash. Maskanas HaGemara. So the Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis is Mekel. That's how he understands the Maskanas HaGemara. And the Ran as well. So Machlokas Rishonim. The Mechaber quotes two Deus. Yesh Osrim V'yesh Matirim. V'chein pashat ha-minag lisanah shmer Shabbos. And the minag developed hafchasinus on Friday. V'hu shi'itrech besudas ha-nesu'en gimel yamakon nesu'en. Shaktu, fine.
This might be material. Is it going just on that case or going on both cases?
On Sunday? Oh, good question. So, the Yesh Matirin is even Sunday as well. It's unclear in the Mechaber when he says, Kain Pashat HaMinag, he says Pashat HaMinag on Shabbos. It doesn't say Pashat HaMinag on Sunday, so does that mean once you're ready Makel, if it's all the same reason, once you're ready Makel on Friday, can you be Makel on Sunday as well? Hold on to that for a minute, we'll come back to that.
Have it with the Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
Have it with the
Shabbos. Good. Okay, we'll get to that in 2 minutes. Before that, take a look, now flip back in the other direction. Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Samech Dalid Os Yud Aleph. Another waste of a page, just 2 lines on the bottom, sorry. Kos of a Rambam, the Kos of Rambam we just saw, Enos and Oshim, Be'er Shabbos, Echav Shabbos, etc. Let's skip a little bit. So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, what's the basis for our common practice to be Makel, our European Jewry before the war for centuries, to be Makel, Daf Chasas and Erev Shabbos. So he writes, V'achsha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, Eino gin ledakte gam bezeh. V'nir liyatam, dein emes, tekacham ruchazal, shok tuchacham al takanis benos Yisrael, shei tarach besudah gim liyamis. He had to prepare at least 3 days for the Chasana. Zewa kol bismanam, shachasana yose suda. Then the Chasana would make the suda. And he'd have to prepare for 3 days. There'd be a lot of tirch involved. And we're worried about Chil Shabbos. Aval Ashav and again Shakali Yosasud, and now the Kala pays for the wedding. Lo Khashina Khal Shabis. Didafka Lachasan Khashina Shayirsa Lase Sidea Kala. Laharbas Bimanos. He wants to impress the Kala, have a lot of food at the wedding. Kinashi Makpidas with that. Because women care about such things. Awa came Shakalo Sasud, and nowadays the Kala makes a wedding. Lo Khashina Khal Shabis, Ki Khasan Aina Makribaza, Khasan couldn't care less. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation as to how the minhag developed to have chasanos on Erev Shabbos. So once you're making an Erev Shabbos, what about Sunday? Does anyone mechal between the two? So there's a Talmid Ben Yonah quoted in the Sheet and Mekubetzes, and that's Sugya and Ksubas Hey Abed Aleph. Talmid Ben Yonah writes, you don't have it in front of you, Mikol Makom, Laman de Mose Shabbos Aser Gzer Shema Yishka Ben Of. So how could you split? Yesh lomar, no, there's less of a concern in Erev Shabbos that Shema Yishka Ben Of, because you know Shabbos is coming, so you can't prepare anything on Shabbos, you'll prepare everything before Shabbos. But if you have a chasid on Sunday, or Motzei Shabbos, you're worried, you'll forget something. As much as you try to prepare everything before Shabbos, you remember on Shabbos you forgot something, and then you may come to do malacha. So there's more of a concern for Chil Shabbos about the malacha that you may do on Shabbos for a Sunday wedding than malacha you may do on Shabbos for the Sudas Nesu'in that's going to happen after the wedding that took place on Erev Shabbos. Piskei Tshuva there in Simen Samach Dalid, Sifkat Dalid, going backwards again. So the Ramah says Pashat HaMinag, so the Mechaber says Pashat HaMinag to have Nisuin on Erev Shabbos, says the Piskei Tshuva, Aval Be'echa B'Shabbos Ein Minag, but there's no such Minag on Sunday. V'chei Matzatz V'Tshuvas Ramah Simen Kuch Kaf Dalet, that's the Tshuvas Ramah that had his famous case with the Friday night wedding in Krakow. Shakasav De'ei Midarech Lasos HaNisuin B'Yom Aleph, that's inappropriate. There he's talking about Mishim Chukas HaGoyim, because the Goyid, the Nachrim, would have chasanas on Sunday. So the Ramah raises the concern, maybe having a chasana on Sunday is like Chukas HaGoyim, that they have chasanas on Sunday, so we're imitating them by having chasanas on Sunday. Also, Moshe has that in one place. He raises the question, maybe you can't have a chasana on a Goyish holiday. So that's where the Piskei Tshuva quotes here, that even though the Minhag developed to not have chasanas, to have chasanas on a Friday, that doesn't necessarily apply to Sunday. Now, our practice generally is that we do have chasanos on Sundays, I think. Been to some. So, if you look at the Osar Poskim here, on Simen Samach Dalet, excuse me, the Osar Poskim quotes from the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rav, that he made a chasan himself on Sunday, And that was a minhag in Hungary as well. And the svar is that the chashash, the Aruch HaShulchan has like this, that the real chashash of Shema Yishra Ben Ov is if you're going to have a chasen Moshe Shabbos. Chasen Moshe Shabbos, so then there's a legitimate concern, you're going to do something, the chasen is an hour after Shabbos is over, so you're going to do things on Shabbos. Chasen is on Sunday, it's less of a concern, so maybe the real Shema Yishra Ben Ov is only if you're going to have a Moshe Shabbos chasena, and not a Shabbos chasena, not a Sunday chasena. Which I think is common practice within what we'll call the Orthodox community. We generally do not have chasanas on Motzai Shabbos, but we do have chasanas on Sundays.
Is it different now that we have refrigeration, and also we have caterers?
So the caterer would do melacha. I'm sorry, Shema Yishka Benov is...
Shechting before Shabbos.
So nowadays we're not shechting, but Shema Yishka Benov presumably is not limited to shechting, it's the hachanos for the Suda. And everyone knows that caterers can be nechshel in these things also. Okay. What about...
How did the Sanzer quote a Hungarian minhag? He was
embarrassed. No. Sick. The Divrei Chaim made a chasen on Sunday, period. The minhag in Hungary was to have chasenos on Sunday. Two unrelated statements. Sorry. I have to be careful when I talk about Hungarian minhag when you're here. Okay. So let's look back. That Rambam that we quoted before, Ishes Perek Yud Halacha Yudalid, said, Mutter La'aris B'chol Yom Chol Afila B'tishabav Bein B'yom Bein B'layla. You can have Kiddushin day and night. Okay, how many people here got married at night? Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. Anyone argue? So the Berhetiv here in Shulchan Aruch, and the bottom of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kavav, I don't remember if we have that here.
You do.
Okay, great. Is that earlier or later?
Earlier.
Okay. Evan Ezer Simon Kavav. Rehetiv Sifkat and Dalit. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the handout. Rehetiv says Osha Kidesh. But it says in... Okay, the context of the Shulchan Aruch is irrelevant for our purposes. Isha Sheneskatsha Belayla Safik Imhem Kedusha. Kedusha at night, not so Pasha. Chuvas rebellion Mizrahi Chaili Bay Similamid Hey. Kasa of Knesset Gedolah. Knesset Gedolah was in Constantinople. Upo Hayamina Kavula Kadesh Belaila. The minhag in Constantinople was to have Kiddushin at night. Ubitalti a minhag. He got rid of it. What's the concern? So the Chuvas rebellion Mizrahi says maybe Iskish Havayali Yitzia. In many areas of halacha, we learn out halachos from gerushin to kedushin in two directions. So by gittin, according to some shitas, as we mentioned before, you can have a get belayla, even though mikra din, most assume that you could. Mikra din, but according to some shitas, you can't have a get belayla, iska shavai litziya, just like you can't have a get belayla, why can't you have a get belayla? Because it's a maizah bezdin. So, questionable whether that's true. But if you can't have a get belayla, it's because of maizah bezdin. So just like you can't have a get belayla, maybe you can't do kedushin by layla as well. So that's why the Rebbe Mizrahi says safek whether it's a good kedushin. And apparently there's a Chuvas Rid that basically raises that question as well. Problem is Piskei Chuvah here Sivkat and Zayin. There seems to be Gemara Mifureshes in kedushin Daf Yud Aleph that talks about kedushin by layla. So are you going to get around that? The Chuvas of Ikveger, Tinyana Simon Ayin Aleph, Tinyana Simon Ayin Aleph, who discusses this issue back and forth, he notes that Gemara Kedushin, he says, well, maybe you can distinguish. When do you say Iska Shavai Liyitziya? So that's where the Tam Hadin makes sense in both contexts. Where you have the Torah tells you a certain halacha in Kedushin, and you transfer that halacha to Gittin, or vice versa. But here, the reason that you can't have a get belayla, he says, has to do with the fact that it's tchilas din, because your govek suba in the context, when you give a get, so the gvias suba is connected to the giving of the get. So that you can't do belayla because that's din. But Kedushin, what did are we talking about? So it doesn't make, if it's not, there's no pasuk that tells you you can't have a gap alayla, so it's simply a functional halacha because of the nature of Kedushin, so it doesn't make sense to transfer that to, nature of Gittin, doesn't make sense to transfer that to Kedushin. So he says, nevertheless, Shalovish HaSadchak, it's appropriate to be Choshesh for the suffix of the Reli Mizrahi, and to avoid Kedushin Balayla. Maybe Reli Mizrahi distinguishes between Kedushay Kesef and Kedushay Shtar. That it makes sense to talk about Iska Shavayla Yitzir, we learn how to look at some Gittin if it's Kedushay Shtar, just like a Get. But Kedushay Kesef has nothing to do with the Get. So maybe, since our practice is to be Mekadosh Dafka with Kedushay Kesef, then there's no problem with having Kedushin Balayla. Overwhelming minhag olam, I think, is to not be so concerned about Kedushin Balayla. Rav Schechter, in principle, is koshish for this. Rav Schechter has been to Betty Weinig's at night, but he thinks that if all things are equal, then you shouldn't do Kedushin Balayla. He points out that it's all part of the same cheshbon as to whether a karav could be misad or Kedushin. Because if we treat Kedushin as somehow din, so then Mitzvah Kedushin can't be a Karov, because it's functioning in a din capacity. So if you, it makes sense if you're going to be Machmir, and one of those to be Machmir and the other, not to have Kedushin Balayla, and not to have Mitzvah Kedushin as a Karov. The Rav Schechter likes to say that when Yomi got married, the other side wanted him to be Mesadu Kedushin. So he said it's really not right for Karu to be Mesadu Kedushin. But if you have the Chasen at night, so then really you're not be kosher with that anyway. So they said, okay, so I have the Chasen at night, so you can be Mesadu Kedushin. Okay, I think we're out of time.
What's this about? What's the other?